This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Ever since I read this passage from Leonard Woolf's memoir, it has haunted me. Now, Leonard Woolf was an English political theorist, author, publisher, and long-serving civil servant. He was also the husband of the author Virginia Woolf, and he published his memoirs, and in them he wrote, at the end of his life, "Looking back at the age of 88, over the 57 years of my political work in England, knowing what I aimed at and the results, meditating on the history of Britain and the world since 1914, I see clearly that I achieved practically nothing. I must have in a long life ground through between 150,000 and 200,000 hours of perfectly useless work. Though all that I tried to do politically was completely futile and ineffective and unimportant, for me, personally, it was right and important that I should do it." And I thought this was such a good reminder that it's right to do the right thing, even when it doesn't seem to make any difference. And we never can really know what the effect of our actions will be on the world or on ourselves. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.